Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
All right, Carlo, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show. I understand you need a little family therapy because you are ready to date younger.
Yes, indeed I am. How are you guys today?
Good. We're good. How's it going?
Fantastic. It's going great.
The subject line of your Facebook message to us was very intriguing. In all caps, she writes, "Jeff and Jen, find me women who can give me expert advice on dating men between 21 and 26. P.S. I'm 46.
That's a sneaky laugh, Carla. All right, tell us about this request.
All right. Well, I mean, I've been divorced for about 2 years now. Was married for 20 years, you know, and I've been, you know, dating here and there. You know, I'm not ready for anything serious by all means. But I've decided to I'm going to put a little challenge for myself. And for the next 6 months, I only want to date younger guys and between the ages of 21 and 26.
Okay, so that's very specific.
Yeah, you know, and I'm kind of hoping that there are some wonderful women out there listening that can maybe help me with some advice. Like, I don't know. Obviously, it's a big gap. So I don't really know too much about what guys that age are into. So I'm kind of hoping they can help me out.
Okay.
Well, you better hope they're into their mom's friends.
I like this kind of confidence, Carla. You're like, I'm dating younger. I need guidance. So you want other women who are currently dating guys in that age range to tell you about them?
Yes.
Okay. So like what they like, what they're into, what to talk to them about, or maybe
a date, you know, like, and then, you know, I'm also very curious to, these apps like Snapchat, like, am I going to have to do one of those apps, you know, in order like to communicate with these guys?
Okay.
I really don't want to have to meet their parents. You know, like that.
Do they still live at home at this age? Like, what's happening? I'm guessing video games is going to come up. Yeah. Okay. All right. So if you're currently dating guys that are in that age range, 21 to 26, and you want to give Carla a little bit of advice, tell us about these guys.
Carla, you might get some real talk, because I have a feeling that some women might be calling up saying that is not a great age of guys to date.
And so we welcome that too.
So are you prepared to hear that?
I'm prepared, because look, here's the thing. I'm not looking for anything serious. The couple of dates I've been on over the last 2 years were with guys like around my age, and not for nothing, but they're old and boring. They want to go to bed early. They don't want to do anything fun. So I'm thinking I need to go to the younger guys in order to have some fun.
Oh, like, I love you so much.
It's not that it's a bad idea. No, it's not. I mean, it's not for anything serious either. I want to have some fun, and I think that's the age that'll provide that for me.
Perfect.
Wow.
404-263-0941 is our number here at the Jeff and Jen Show. If you can give Carla any sort of advice, guidance, warnings, whatever, insight into guys between 21 and 26, we need to hear from you right now. Here at the Jeff and Jen Show, 404-263-0941 is our number.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
Star 94.1.
And some family therapy for Carla. She's in her 40s and divorced, does not want anything serious, and she only wants to date guys in their early 20s. So she needs you to help her out and give her some advice. While we are getting your calls ready to jump on the air, let me give you that word one more time. It's a $1,000 workday cash code. It's RACE, RACE. If you text that to 72881, then that's your shot at $1,000 right here on Star 94.1.
All right, Carla, you ready for this advice that's rolling in?
Let's go.
All right, here you go. Adrian in Atlanta, you're up first.
Hey, guys. Dating guys in their 20s is like an unpaid internship.
That's great. Why do you say that?
It's a lot of work, but it can be fun for sure. But, you know, puppies are fun, but puppies are messy and they're kind of dumb. So it's a lot of the same.
That is so great.
The unpaid internship line is my favorite. You're the best, Adrian.
Thank you.
Carla's looking for the grass being greener on the other side, but maybe not so much.
Carla, are you prepared to take on a new intern?
I guess. Sure. Why not?
She's like,
we all need teachers in life, don't we?
That's awesome. All right, Jody in Smyrna.
Thank you. I think she needs to grow up. That's absolutely disgusting. Between 21 and 26 could be her child. Date somebody your age or in the age group of 40 plus. Come on now.
Now, why is it disgusting? I mean, the man is young, but he's still a man. And
I'm her age, and it feels pedophilish. I mean,
oh, wow.
It's 21 to 26 is, wow. Wow, it that's is, a baby.
It is really young. But Jody, she said dating guys her age, they've been boring. Dull and boring, and they just want to go to bed at 9 o'clock.
Well, maybe she's not looking in the right places. But at this point, I have nothing else to say. But I, as a woman, as a mother, I could not imagine. As a single woman, how about that? I would never date anyone below the age of 40. And I'm her age.
All right, well, thank you. We'll make sure she gets the message. Thanks for the call, Jody.
Can I ask you one more question? One more question is, but don't men do this all the time? Like, guys date younger. They date women half their age, and it's not considered being a pedophile. It's considered being a stud.
Okay, when I said pedophile, I said this is too young. It's like a baby. And no, I don't agree when men do it.
Okay.
I think it's gross.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. I just wanted to ask that question because I didn't want to leave that out of the discussion.
Absolutely. No, it's gross when men do it as well.
Thanks, Jody.
Thank you.
Shayna and Winston, welcome to the show. Do you have better advice than Jody just had?
Probably not.
Oh, no.
I'm just saying, if you're not looking for hookups, I would not date guys in this date range.
Okay, why?
They're immature. They don't really, I mean, the only way you're going to be able to talk to them is going to be through all these apps, and they're not serious about anything. Just
okay,
this generation in general just doesn't care.
All right, well, that's a good thing, though. What is the number one app she should download in order to communicate with the guys?
I would say Tinder's great for hookups, obviously, but Snapchat is getting very popular.
Okay.
I wouldn't go with Facebook because it's just terrible.
That's for old people like her age. Ew.
Brandy and Ackworth, you agree completely with Carla.
Oh, yeah. I'm 41 years old, and I have a really hard time dating anybody older than 30 because she's right. They're just not any fun. It's ridiculous. All they want to do is sit around and watch TV and not go anywhere. And Snapchat is a great place to meet them. Or just go to the grocery store. They'll stare at you. You'll know when they want.
Okay.
This is awesome.
So, Brandy, so what do you just like walk up to them and go, hey, what's your Snapchat? I'm on the Snapchat too.
So most of the time, if they're interested, they'll talk to you.
Okay, and are you in the same boat as Carla? Like, you were married for a long time, now you're divorced, now you're just having fun, or?
No, actually, I've never been married, and, I'm not into the marriage thing.
Perfect. She says that to a guy under 30, and he's like, I love you.
I know.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they love it that you're not into the marriage thing or whatever. They usually just want to have some fun, and they're usually really, really interested in older women.
Okay. Awesome.
It's happened so often, it's ridiculous.
Carla, your future is bright, according to Brandy.
Brandy, oh, yeah. I feel like putting you on hold because you're in Ackworth and Carla's in Marietta, so you guys are basically neighbors, and I think you could just go tear up Marietta Square some night. They wouldn't even know what hit it. Thanks for the call, Brandy.
Yeah, have a good day.
Coming up next on the Jeff and Jen Show.
Wow. Carla, thank you for the entertainment.
No, thank you guys. I mean, I appreciated all the listeners that called in.
All right.
Jody.
Snapchat it up. All right. And if you've got any advice for her, you can leave it on Facebook where old people go. Right? Isn't that what we just learned?
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.